Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to be with you. And we need to turn our attention to a very important subject, and that is protecting your identity. I know we've talked about that on previous programs, but I cannot bring this up often enough. Well, actually, I could, but then it would be a show every day. That would be too much. But the important thing here is that we address it. And I got to tell you, this is something that very often people just don't focus on, or maybe they don't focus on it as often or as much as they should. So we've got somebody that really can speak to this and speak to it very well, John Cilio. And he is really a highly sought after speaker. He is a privacy evangelist. That's one way to look at what he does. Website, S-I-L-E-O, cilio.com. John's written a couple of books, Privacy Means Profit and Identity Theft Recovery Guide. And you can go to the website, learn a lot more about John, a lot of the public speaking that he does. And John's story is a very interesting one. And part of what has driven him to become such an evangelist for protecting your identity and how to be on guard is from his own personal experience and having been a victim himself of identity theft. And it was not pretty, and it was, in fact, it was downright ugly. And John has recovered and has gone on to become now the speaker and proponent of really looking out for yourself in this area of identity theft. So let's welcome John to the program. John, welcome back.
Hey, it's so good to be back. Thanks so much, Dave.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back. And John is a sought-after speaker. You know, I'm looking at this list of satisfied clients, and it's a kind of a who's who list of people that really need to make sure that they've got their identity theft protection down as well as they can. Department of Defense, Visa, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Homeland Security, a long list of clients that you've worked with that, I mean, just there's a few right there that, boy, they better get it right.
Yeah, that's true. I think corporations are, you know, starting to figure out that this has massive profit implications. So it's not just you and I on the identity side, it's them on the data protection side. So I've been lucky to speak all over the world on that.
Well, I know that you're busy, and I thank you for taking some time with us, because this is just an issue, as I set it up before we got going here, that a lot of people maybe just don't take the time to think about, or it won't happen to them. And you know, I mean, just last week, I got an alert from American Express, and they said, "Did you make this charge?" And I said, "Nope." And then I got another credit card in the mail the next day. But I mean, it just seems to always be that it's out there, and because of it being out there and people hearing about it, I think it almost lulls us into a sense of, well, it's just the way it is. But I think we need to be up on the balls of our feet, so to speak, and be addressing this head on.
Yeah, you know, once you kind of build some good habits, it's kind of like anything else, exercise or eating or whatever. Once you've built a good privacy and security habit and you take a look at it as you're setting up new accounts, as you're going online, it just becomes the kind of second nature to how you operate it. It's not as much work as it is kind of learning everything the first time.
Yeah, but we can't be too careful, can we?
No, there's no way. You know, I've seen lives destroyed by this, pretty much see it daily, and have seen companies destroyed, including mine. You know, we lost several $1 million and a couple of years of my life thinking I was going to jail. So this has massive impact on real human beings, and you don't get to see that very much, and so people kind of ignore it and are thinking about, you know, the other things in their life.
Well, that's why I applaud what you do, John, and I know this was born out of your own personal experience, and you know, your identity was used to embezzle money from your own clients, and you know, you were basically fighting a situation where you're like, it wasn't me, it's not me, and it, you know, people need to be on guard, businesses need to be on guard so that this does not happen to them. And I wanted to get you back on so that we could address some of the things that are going on now, because I know you've got your finger right on the pulse of what's happening in the whole identity theft and data theft and data protection. What are some of the scams that you're seeing right now that are, maybe we can start with what's online. What are people getting? What are you hearing about that's coming online right now that people need to be on guard for?
You know, probably the most prevalent right now is something called ransomware. You may have heard of it referred to as CryptoLocker or FestLeak, And essentially, it is it's a software that, like many of the problems that we have on our computers, are often delivered by phishing emails, which we can talk about in a bit if you want to. But essentially, it's a type of malware or a virus that locks up, it encrypts your system. So it's using the software that has been created to keep us safe in things like banking transactions and safe emails, encryption, or coding technology. And the thieves have figured out how to lock up our computer systems and then charge a ransom to unlock it. Well, the encryption has gotten so good, it's, you know, defense-level encryption, that it's virtually unbreakable. So the only real out, if you haven't prevented it, is to pay the ransom. And right now, that's a low-dollar amount. It's $500 or $1,000. We're seeing those more and more go up into the $5,000 and $10,000 range, because think of it. We've got our, you know, our tax information, our photos of our kids, videos, maybe even work material. It's worth a massive amount. And if they can lock up one computer, it causes havoc.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that is definitely something to be on guard. The sophistication I've noticed, that the scammers, I had one recently that, you know, the we got some bad software, some malware, or whatever you call it, some of these things, on a home computer at my house. And it came in because my son was doing some online chat in a video game he was playing online. And anyway, long story short, we got some bad stuff on our computer. And they got in through that open door of that chat session, that, you know, just using the headphones. But it ended up being that not only did we get messages on the computer, but they somehow linked that and were calling our home and saying, hey, you've got this problem and we'll help you. And I'm like, no way. So we figured out it was a scam, but the sophistication level is going up. And then you put on top of that what you just talked about, John. This is getting, I mean, it's really, I don't have the right words for it. It's really scary.
It is, and you're right. They've kind of learned how to do their research. So years ago, you know, you'd get the bad email with poor grammar and you could tell that there was something wrong. And then kind of moved up the ladder, and now, before they call you, they're into your computer. They, you know, then they call and say, hey, you're having problems with your Windows 10 computer. You
exactly.
Know, they know something about you because they've harvested this information either from social media or because they've installed a little piece of software on that computer and it's sending out, hey, here's their phone number, here's their credit card number, and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for those out there that maybe don't know this, never, never, ever, ever, ever click anything within an email that gets sent to you that's you're not expecting, or it's from your credit card allegedly, or your bank allegedly. And, you know, do a lot of people still, I mean, I don't want this to sound judgmental, but do a lot of people still fall for that, John? I mean, they actually click on an email that's sent to them that we need to verify your identity, or we need you to go here or there?
People don't just fall for it, but it's a incredibly high percentage that do. In fact, you know, the Anthem breach that we all saw this past year, that was actually a system administrator. So somebody who had been trained on phishing emails, on bad links in emails, clicked on a free iPad link or something, and compromised the entire Anthem system. So it's not just you and I, you know, regular people clicking. It's even security people who for a moment don't think about it, and they, you know, they want to take the offer, or that it's such an enticing story, they want to click on the video or whatever it is, and boom, it loads that software onto your machine. So you're right. If you don't know who it's coming from, if you weren't expecting the email and the link in the email, don't click on it.
Yeah. Just this morning, I got an email that said, oh, I sent this. It was from somebody soliciting me for some service they're offering, like a video production service. I don't even remember what it was exactly, but like, hey, I sent this to you a couple of times. Here's the link again. And, you know, I can see somebody saying, oh, well, what was that again? And hitting it. And I just, you know what? I'm willing to accept the risk that I may be considered rude and just delete these emails as they come in and just not take a chance.
Yeah, you know, and there's actually one step further, which is, you know how you have your junk folder that's part of your Apple Mail or part of your Outlook? Well, there is actually software out there for like $10 that its only job is to filter spam. And if you install that type of third-party software, it's not what comes with your computer, those get really good at detecting the emails that have the malicious links in it, because that's all they do. They develop whitelists of good websites that are sending email, blacklists of bad sites that are sending it, and they start to detect, you know, things like subject lines that are fraudulent and so forth.
Mm.
So that'll get rid of over 99% of the malicious junk mail, but you have to take the 10 minutes to install it, research it, you know, set it up, and kind of train it to pick out the good and the bad.
That's very good. Any recommendations on that? Is there a particular software that you like?
You know, I use one called Spam Sieve that I think is good. There's also Spam Assist, Spam Arrest. Kind of depends on which operating system you're on. But
okay.
The important thing here is realize it's going to take you, you know, a week or two as you're reading emails of marking stuff as good or bad, so that you train it. And that's the, you know, that's kind of the inconvenient part. But oh my God, it saves you so much time down the road. I probably filter 200 to 300 spam emails a day that I don't even have to look at.
You take the good, you take the bad, and there you have the spam of life. So,
yep.
All right. Well, let me grab a break, John. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the steps that people can take beyond just using software like this with the spamming. John Cilio, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, CEO of the Cilio Group, privacy evangelist. You hear it in his voice, and we're glad to have John back. Keynote speaker, Cilio.com. is the website, Cilio.com, and the books Privacy Means Profit and Identity Theft Recovery Guide. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
All right, welcome back. John Cilio on the line with us. And welcome back, John. Wanted to pick up our conversation and talk about some of these issues and challenges with regard to identity theft. In fact, Beth Muthart here in my office, she said, you know, ask John about the texts that we're seeing people get. And she heard about it, saw it firsthand. I've seen it myself too, John, where you get the text from the bank and they need you to respond or do something, and they're sending you a text. And again, another link maybe to click on, and what do you do there?
Yeah, so that's called smishing, or SMS, as in SMS text phishing.
Okay.
It's like what we get in the emails. The problem there is we're not used to that. We're not used to it either way, getting a good text or a bad text from a bank. So what you need to do is you need to know if you have ever set up text alerts with your bank. If you didn't go and do it, chances are pretty good that it's not real. And the main thing that I recommend is until you're totally comfortable that you're getting regular texts. Like I now have an app with my credit card company, Chase, that lets me know, and I know if it's legitimate because I actually log into their app.
Mm.
But if you're getting a text and you didn't set it up or you don't know where it's coming from, never ever click on that link. I would call directly and verify that it's a legitimate alert.
Well, if you did, it could take control of your phone or could get information off your phone?
Yeah, what it does is it generally installs a kind of a mobile version of key logging software that logs everything that you send. So when you log into a site, it's sending your username and password. And
how
it also
that?
Kind of invades all of your other apps. Your contacts sends that information off. Your emails sends those off. So everything that you do on your smartphone, which, you know, frankly, we call it a phone, but it's a it's just a computer that happens to make calls. We carry a ton on those devices. So you have to be really careful. And because it's not as mature as, you know, kind of the computing world, we haven't figured out the antivirus and the protections like we have on laptops and desktops.
Well, how hard is it? Let's say somebody's worried about that or they've seen some stuff. How, this may be an oversimplification, John, but is it a matter, I mean, and there's a cost here, but somebody feels like there's really a problem. You know, the cost of fixing these things, if you get your identity stolen and all that, of course, as you know, can be huge. Is a solution where you just simply are going to go and get a different phone?
You know, you can get a different phone. Here's the hard part. Our phones are the one device that we back up regularly, right? We plug it in or we have Wi-Fi backup to our iTunes or to whatever you're wherever you're storing that on your computer. And when there's a problem, when there's malware, for example, on it, it's also stored in the backup. So anytime you restore that backup, you've got a problem. So it's less the phone that's the problem, and it's more the software that the minute you bring a brand new phone and say, hey, I'm going to sync back to iTunes, you're generally bringing that problem back.
So you'd have to literally start, you'd say, okay, I'm going to kill my backup and literally have to start from scratch with that phone with nothing on it.
You either have to do that or you have to work with an IT professional who can take a look at that phone, can plug in and actually scan it and scan the backup version on your software and let you know that it's clear. And that, frankly, it's an expensive endeavor.
And so the rub then is you have to either do that expense or, like I said just a minute ago there, John, do a build it from scratch, and you not only have the cost of the phone, but you've got the cost of your time and putting your contacts back in there and all of that.
You bet, and not to mention the loss of whatever you had on that phone, the photos, the videos, the sound files, the music, and so forth.
Yeah, I suppose you could try to transfer those off, but what about if you take that, I mean, I don't want to go too far at this, but if you take that picture and you send it to somebody else in a text message, are you giving them, potentially sending them a virus when you do that?
Generally, in most cases, probably not.
Okay.
If you're doing a full, you know, a full backup of something, then yes. But no, in general, if you're texting those off, you're probably just fine.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we can't be too careful, and we could keep going down. I guess the other question, you mentioned how, well, maybe we'll catch a break and we'll come back and talk about this. I want to get into antivirus and malware and all these other packages out there and how we can maybe, whether they're good or not. So let's do this. John Cilio is our guest today, and we're going to grab a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Holland Tax and Accounting Services, a division of Holland Financial, holds to the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years. We have the financial expertise that will help you manage your business and personal financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you are an individual or a business, Holland Tax can accommodate your needs for tax planning and preparation. For your business or personal finances, rely on Holland Tax and Accounting Services to deliver personal and detailed attention. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free.
What if in the time it takes you to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? Well, if you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. It's as simple as that. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? And there's no cost or obligation to meet with David. All you need to do is simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com for more information.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. John Cilio is on the line with us, and we're glad to have him back. And he's the evangelist on privacy, keynote speaker, does a lot of speaking publicly. You can get more information at his website, SILEO, Cilio.com. All right, so let's turn back to this real quick before we move on, John. You mentioned how, you know, computers are more advanced in their development versus the phones. And of course, that means we've got, every time we turn around, we get another offer for some antivirus software. The loaded question maybe is, are they worth the trouble? Are they worth the money? Are they up to date? Do they actually, to me, they sometimes, and I hope my expert on technology in my office doesn't hear me say this, but sometimes to me, I'm like, golly, I'm almost better off not having this thing. It's so much of a pain. But what do you say to that?
Yeah, that's a hard one, because they definitely kind of get in the way of regular work. Are they effective?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, yes and no. They're effective against old-style virus attacks that, you know, if the company, let's say you have Norton antivirus, if they have a signature file on that particular virus, then okay, yes, it stops that virus coming through your email or downloading from a website. The problem is, with the thieves have gotten more crafty in using, you know, these phishing schemes where they get you to click on it. And when you click on it, of course, what you're doing is saying to your computer, I consent to putting this software on. So they've actually gotten around the problem of a virus signature by saying, hey, this is legitimate software. This person is clicking on it and downloading it, choosing to do so. So do you need it? Yes. It's kind of table stakes. It's like, you got to have the seatbelt, right?
Right.
In the car.
Right.
And do you also need the airbags and a car that's built to crumple properly? Yes, you do. But you got to have the antivirus. It's one layer of many that are important.
I think it's a good question. I'm glad you could help us with that. And then the next logical question is, well, what about identity theft? You know, we identity theft services or plans and things like that. And before you answer, I have one just because I figured, why not have the car that will crumple correctly or have that extra layer of protection? So, but what do you think about some of the different identity theft plans out there and those services? You know, nobody can prevent 100% of these things to happen, but in your mind, are these legitimate solutions?
Most of them are a waste of money.
Okay.
Because they're doing what you can already do for yourself fairly inexpensively. So, you know, the credit card company that says they're going to protect you if there's a charge on your card, they have to do that by law. So to pay any more for that is ridiculous. Some of the more sophisticated companies actually monitor some stuff on the dark web. So if your social security is being bought and sold on, you know, on the dark part of the web where all of the criminal activity goes on, if your credit card information is out there or if your bank accounts are being tapped. So here's what I recommend. All services aren't created equal, so you have to do your research.
Right.
And you also have to know that it's not preventing anything.
Right.
None of that is prevention. It's all detection once there is a problem. It's,
right.
Hey, somebody has my credit card. Somebody's into my bank account. Somebody's using my credit. And frankly, if you're convenience-oriented and you don't want to do any research yourself, you don't want to look at your credit file on your own for free, which you can do, then yes, these provide, you know, minimal protection and a little bit of insurance if you're hit.
Okay.
In general, most of us can do that in a few minutes on our own computers.
Okay, well, that's a fair way to looking at it. And in my case, my schedule and my time is short, so I like the fact that the particular one I'm using does keep me up to date. And it's a question mark for people, and they decide whether it's something they want to pay for or not. The other point, I think you made this earlier, John, I'll kind of come back to it. I mentioned about getting the credit card had alerted me to a fraud, and they called me, they emailed me, they text me. I mean, it's like boom, boom, boom. And it was like a $69 charge on my credit card, but it must have looked odd to them because they said, did you make this charge? And I said, no, I didn't. It was for an airline that I had used a couple years ago. And so they were all over it. And so I, of course, didn't click on any of those links. I didn't call any of those numbers. I picked up my credit card, turned it over, and called the number on the back of my card. But it was legitimate. And then I had a new credit card the next day. So the credit card companies also, as you mentioned, will help to protect you and address these things as they might potentially be occurring.
Yeah, the credit card companies have gotten very sophisticated with their neural networks or, hey, something's out of the ordinary here network that alert you to it. And the reason is, it saves them a whole bunch of money, you know, on the backside instead of just write off the fraud to detect it. So I fully encourage the use of those alerts. And in fact, some of the here's where the mobile side is really good. When I get an alert saying, hey, you just spent this money on your Chase card, I know if I spent it or not. I mean, I'm there. And
right.
So you can if you can deny it if it's a fraudulent purchase right there. And those tools have come a long way in the last 5 years.
Well, that's definitely a great point. And you know, we can be our best advocates by staying on top of that and watching that. And I mean, and you're right, the credit cards are more sophisticated and they have this whole network thing. And if all of a sudden, you know, there's a charge that shows I bought a surfboard in Costa Rica, well, that probably wasn't me. So
yeah,
they pick up on that and they're aware of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's so amazing now because, you know, and this has privacy concerns, but they're starting to, you know, be able to track where our mobile phones are, our devices.
Yeah.
And if they know that the mobile phone is not in Florida and the purchase was in Florida and
right,
or someplace else, that doesn't match. So as payments go mobile, as we use our phones instead of our credit cards, it will even get more sophisticated.
Well, that's well put, because we almost always are within 6 feet of our phones.
Boy, aren't we? We are tethered to them for good and for bad.
I don't know why we don't have that, you know, the old-fashioned 1960s Star Trek, where, and they also did it with the Next Generation, where you have that little thing you tap on your chest and it, you know, come in Enterprise. I mean, why don't we have that already where we can just talk on that thing and not have to hold it to our ear?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, come on. I'll even wear a red shirt if they'll let me have that. I'll be a red shirt.
I'm with you.
I got a minute left, John. Final thoughts for people about, you know, advice on sharing about their personal security data and all of this. What would you say to them?
You know, I think just think of it like you would your investments or your bank account. Every time you share it, give it away, exchange it for something free or something that you perceive as free, you're putting yourself at more risk. So be a bit miserly with your data. Don't put it out there as much. You know, when you go online, shop on a couple of sites. Don't go to hundreds of sites.
Yeah.
And be smart with how you share it in the first place, and you won't have these problems on the back end.
And I'll add to that. Don't be, and I don't want people to think, get the wrong impression about me when I say this, John. So I take this with the way I mean it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be afraid to be a little rude if somebody asks for stuff over the internet or on the phone or whatever it is, and you don't feel comfortable. Say, you know what? I don't feel comfortable. I'm not going to share that with you. That's how I found out this scam where it was the phone and the computer at the same time. The guy got nasty with me and hung up. I'm like, well, then you're not calling me from Microsoft. So don't be afraid to be rude and cut them off and just say no.
Yeah, you really do have to be aggressive. And that's a great lesson. I mean, just like you are, you know, rebalancing your portfolio or protecting your bank account or your kid's information, you have to be that aggressive with all of your personal information because it's a total gold mine.
Good point, John. John Cilio has been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of the Cilio Group, privacy evangelist, keynote speaker. The books, Privacy Means Profit and Identity Theft Recovery Guide, Cilio.com, Cilio.com. John, thanks so much for coming back.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, David.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.